The lack of COVID vaccine has really hit home, leaving many people around here scrambling to sign up for scarce vaccination appointments and others seeing their appointments canceled. But President Biden tonight announced what he calls aggressive steps that his administration is taking to fight the virus, including ordering more vaccine.
This is a wartime undertaking. It's not hyperbole. And as such, I directed the team to be ready to exercise all the authorities I have under the Defense Production Act and expedite these vaccines.
The administration plans to buy another 100 million doses each from Pfizer and Moderna, with the goal of having enough vaccine for almost the entire U.S. population by the end of the summer. Joining us live to talk about it tonight, CBS News medical contributor, Dr. David Agus. There's been so much ugliness and finger pointing over the past 4 years, Doctor. I don't mean to add to it, but who is responsible for this? Because it seems like at this point, we should be in a better position regarding vaccines than we are.
You know, we're in a great position that the vaccines work and they're safe. That is a remarkable accomplishment. But the rollouts, where the federal government said every state can make their own decisions on how to do it, and the methods didn't work well. And so the states were so concerned with testing and other things that they really didn't develop plans that obviously are efficient, where the majority of vaccines now are a significant number sitting in freezers rather than in people's arms. So hopefully that is starting to change and more vaccines are getting into arms.
You said sitting in freezers. Does that mean they're around but just not where they need to be?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a significant number of vaccines that have not yet been administered. Many are being saved for the second shot. But certainly we need to get vaccines out quick. And, you know, now that we have a more reliable supply chain, we can give all of the vaccines, understanding that more vaccines are coming down the road to give that second shot. The more people we vaccinate now, the more we can stop the virus and stop the, you know, the ramifications, which is the devastation the virus is causing.
So you are, sounds like you're very much an advocate of whatever you have in your freezer now, in your fridge, whatever the facility is, get it out to people now. Don't worry about the second shot because there's more on the way.
Yeah, I mean, listen, what President Biden just said is that we're at war and we are at a war on our soil. So we need to get those vaccines out. If the second vaccine is a week or two or three late, that doesn't really matter and it won't hurt the efficacy at all. There's some data that may actually be beneficial, but we need to vaccinate as many people as possible with that first shot and then that second shot so they can be protected. We're seeing record numbers of hospitalizations and deaths across the country in many places. And obviously, we need to intervene. And then we're starting to see variants, which are, you know, mutations in the virus happen. The more the virus is spreading, the more it can change. And we don't want that.
What do you think of a plan? And it may be too late to go back now. But what do you think of a plan where we started out and just said, if you're between 80 and 100 years old plus, you get it first, and then 60 to 80, and then the younger people, rather than all of these breakdowns with first responders and supermarket workers and the complexity of it all?
Yeah, I think we have to be very simple here. And certainly many states have overthought this. And, you know, the details are just too complex. You look at countries like Israel that had a remarkably efficient rollout, and it was by decade. We know the greatest risk factor for complication from this virus is age. And so certainly doing it by decade makes a lot of sense medically and also, you know, delivery wise would be much easier. And at the same time, we need a standard way of doing it across the country. The notion of one state doing it differently is encouraging vaccine tourism, people traveling to other places. And then we need a standard registration system so people can pre-register. So when they get there, they can get the vaccine, they can be followed and they can go home rather than having to fill out paperwork and register in many cases.
What do you think about the plan to get 300 million people vaccinated by fall? Does it seem reasonable and doable?
I think it's doable. I really think it's doable. We have two vaccines now that work. We have a second one, a third one that we should hear about shortly, which is Johnson & Johnson. And then we have AstraZeneca, which is the vaccine that we have in tens of millions already produced that has been approved elsewhere in the world that will be approved here. So with those four vaccines, I really think it's doable. And, you know, we are lucky. We are, you know, shocked by how well these vaccines work and how safe they are. And, you know, every time it kind of brings an emotion to me that science came through.
Sure. Appreciate that. And we can hear that in your voice, Dr. Agus. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
CBS News medical contributor, Dr. David Agus, as we learn about a plan by the president and the new administration tonight and to try to have 300 million people vaccinated for COVID by the fall.